Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. June gloom may still be with us for a while yet, but the overcast makes for great walking weather. Get your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, and please remember, you still need your mask to walk in the garden. A great place to start your garden walk this week is in the children's garden. If you head down the garden path, you'll find a lovely patch of daylilies that are just beginning their season of flowers. While the blossoms may last just one day, hence the name daylilies, these easy-to-grow perennials are so wonderful in that there's lots of buds that spike up above the foliage and they'll bloom out over the coming weeks. Also worth a look in the children's garden is the apple tree. You'll see that while there are still a few apple blossoms on the tree, there are also lots of new little apples forming that will take until the fall to grow and ripen. Then, if you take a walk across the bridge over the pond, where you just might see a turtle swimming by, you will see the shiny white faces of the Shasta daisies. These longtime garden favorites will bloom almost all summer, and they make a wonderful addition to any cut flower garden if you're planning one for your home garden. If you head out of the children's garden, walk along the path back towards the main entrance. The lovely arrowleaf sage is blooming. The dark blue blooms are so blue they look almost black, and the leaves really do look like arrowheads. Just out in front of the children's garden are the geometric flower beds. Right now, those beds are beginning to bloom with the lovely dahlias that have been planted there. There's a beautiful lavender pinky color, a hot red dahlia, and a flaming yellow. They make a lovely visual in your pictures. If you turn around, you can't help but notice the pink angel trumpet that's blooming. These trees send out a flush of flowers about every 6 to 8 weeks, so they make a great addition to any garden if you like a dramatic backdrop that will smell sweet in the evenings. If you head into the lower meadow, there's a Morton Bay chestnut tree down along the right-hand side. It's just beginning to bloom. The interesting thing is that the tree is more closely related to the mimosa than the chestnut, and it's a cousin of the pea plant. If you look closely, you'll see the striking blooms seem to come right out of the branches on very short little stalks. While the roses throughout the garden are blooming like mad right now, the formal rose garden is really picture perfect and a wonderful spot to stop and smell the roses. Another plant worth a look is the toyon plant. They are covered with small white blooms this time of year, and by the winter holiday season, they'll be covered with red berries. This is why they're sometimes called California holly, and it's how Hollywood got its name, from the mistaken belief that all the toyon bushes on the hills were holly bushes. A couple of other plants to see this week behind the formal rose garden and across the grass collection is the naked coral tree with its amazing red blooms. It's not completely naked now, but it is still striking. As you head toward the overlook, see the bougainvillea on Creek Lane just before Tram Road. And at the overlook, take a look along the left bank of the dry stream bed. There's a patch of beautiful foxtails. If these show up in your yard, you're in a fix to eradicate them, but they're certainly a pretty weed in someone else's yard. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.